At the new Nordic Mindsteel Technologies office in North Bay on Friday, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced the Ontario government is welcoming $28 million in investments by 11 local businesses to expand company operations, support business startups, and foster product innovation while creating 76 good jobs for the people who live here. To aid in those endeavors, the province is investing $5 million through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC. Through the NOHFC's Invest North program, our government is providing targeted investments to local businesses to support productivity, innovation, business competitiveness, job creation, and retention, Fedeli said. We recognize that by funding our local businesses, we make a lasting impact on local economic development, as well as the families and community members in our region. I have just this huge fondness for entrepreneurs because you take the chances, said NOHFC board member and North Bay Mayor Peter Kirico in addressing the group. I see that confidence that each and every one of you exudes. Thank you to all that are receiving funds today because that is just a minute amount that you're receiving towards your total overall investment. So we appreciate your confidence in the City of North Bay, the District of Nipissing, and the Province of Ontario. President and CEO of Nordic Mindsteel Technologies Inc. Ronald Elliott and his team played hosts and took the opportunity to show off their new facility. From assisting with new product development to this most recent expansion of our facilities, the support we receive from NOHFC helps us remain competitive and able to sell our equipment around the world from right here in North Bay. Since I started the company in 1993, we have expanded our facilities in North Bay 4 times, creating more jobs for both skilled trades and professionals in our area, and NOHFC has been there to support us along the way. We could not have had the success we have without the support of our dedicated employees and partners like NOHFC. Funding breakdown: $2,180,000 for Industrial Plastics Canada to establish a Canadian production facility in North Bay. $1 million for Nordic Mindsteel Technologies to build a new manufacturing facility and purchase equipment to increase production capacity and product design development. $500,000 for SafeSite Exploration to develop and commercialize its digital tool Mine Rescue Kit, a high-tech underground mine rescue rapid response tool. $400,000 for National Compressed Air to construct a new facility for operations in Ontario. $270,000 for Miller Technology Inc. to develop and commercialize a steel rear attachment used by mining utility vehicles to transport people and supplies underground. $192,000 for Awakening Software Limited to establish a software development company for the financial, mortgage, and real estate industries. $189,000 for Nbisiing Well Drilling to establish a water well drilling service company. $115,000 for Simon River Sports Limited for an advanced composite manufacturing startup focused on the production of Olympic racing canoes and kayaks. $103,000 for Tomahawk Construction Services to establish a mobile company and quality management services company for remote construction and mining projects. $53,000 for Smiley's Meadowlark Farms to establish a hydroponic greenhouse for vegetables and other fresh produce. $32,700 for Jim's Locksmithing for a facility renovation and purchase of equipment to expand their advanced security services and products. We are very appreciative of the NOHFC funding to help us with our testing and certification of our proprietary vehicle structures for underground mining, said Hugh McDermott, Vice President of Miller Technology Inc. This will help us keep our intellectual property in-house and allow us to design, build, test and certify new structures of aluminum, composites and other innovative materials for Miller Technology, and for others, all with a goal of creating jobs, lowering emissions, and extending ranges for both our battery electric and diesel offerings for mining utility vehicles. The NOHFC has a mandate to foster economic growth, job creation, and workforce development throughout the North, benefiting communities of all sizes, both rural and urban, including Indigenous communities. Since June 2018, the NOHFC has invested more than $841 million in 6,894 projects in Northern Ontario, leveraging more than $2.5 billion in investment and creating or sustaining over 10,560 jobs. SafeSite Exploration Inc. President Mike Campagato added, NOHFC funding has not only created high-tech jobs in our company and community, it has accelerated the transformation of mine safety in the North and across the nation.